This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in studio for Alex today. We will be hearing from Alex. He was on a special mission last night, took a flight to Arizona in the middle of the day, landed at night, went right to the Stop the Steal rally that are happening around the nation. By the way, where are the Biden supporters out in the streets? They're nowhere, folks, just like during the Biden rallies. There is a lot to be addressed today. And I'm looking at the video list thinking, well, what should we start it off with? Is it Ted Cruz and the Trumps and the president and everybody saying, hey, look, they rigged this election. They're stealing it in Philadelphia. Is it now for the third time they steal a state at the wee hours of the night, 420 time local Georgia, after losing all week long, magically, Biden, just like in Michigan and Wisconsin, in the dark of night, takes the lead in Georgia, and now they're done counting. How convenient. Oh, nobody saw that coming. No, nothing to see here. Total theft, total chicanery. I mean, at this point, it's just spitting right in your face. So the war is on. Sadly, as we have been saying, the 79 days of hell is here. So I would pace yourself emotionally, pace yourself intellectually, and understand that the election's over, Trump won, but the Democrats have been voting since the election ended and Trump won. The Democrats just kept voting until Biden won a couple states he needed to win in order to be declared victor. That's now the time that we're in. Trump is going to have to challenge this legally. He's going to maybe even have to go to the Supreme Court. Let's hope not, because I don't like that. I don't think ACB will vote for him. I think she'll stab him in the back. I think Kavanaugh will favor with him, probably Clarence Thomas. But I don't know. I don't like it. But they have been caught. Videos of them filling out hundreds of ballots, just nonstop, filling them out. Caught in Arizona telling people, oh, use a Sharpie, and then, oh, sorry, your ballot doesn't count, or maybe it's Trump, maybe it's Biden, we'll just go with Biden. Military ballots burned, boxes and bags of ballots being drug into Pennsylvania overnight. I mean, it's insane. Again, the analogy is, if you're playing basketball and you're in the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals, Game 7, and you're up by 30 points, and there's a couple minutes left, and then all of a sudden, the team that's losing, the team you're playing against, decides they're just going to have their whole team on the floor. So they've now got 12 guys on the court. They're getting on each other's backs. They're blocking all your shots. They're scoring every time down. They're outnumbering you 12-5 on the court. And then two of the guys are boxing out the refs. The refs can't see the game. They don't know what's going on. And then, well, magically, 2 seconds left, they're up by 5. And game over, they win. And you're like, hey, they had too many guys on the floor. And the refs are like, well, we didn't see anything. We were being blocked by all the guys on the floor. But they win. Biden 2020. They want you to believe that Joe Biden set the record amount of votes by like 10 million. No, actually, you want to know what happened last night? Actually, you want to know what happened on election night, which feels like it's still last night? Trump won, and Trump got more votes than Barack Obama did. Trump set a record for most votes in an election. Trump won in a landslide. I would guess at least 305 electorally, probably more. All the Democrats had was the steal. We knew where they were going to do it. Everybody knew it. They've been caught red-handed. And we shouldn't even have to have a legal battle. Americans should be out in the streets in droves demanding these Democrats resign because they've been totally caught. They know it.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
While you were sleeping, Biden won another state. Isn't that magic? Yeah, my analogy in the first segment with the basketball team wasn't even enough. It's not just that they have 12 players on the floor. They've also got 30 basketballs that they're scoring with. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show here on this Friday, November 6th. We do have Leanne McAdoo in studio. I'm going to be live with you for 7 hours today. I've got a lot to address, including a interview I had with Steve Pachinik that went beyond viral. And I want to explain something from that because a lot of people are asking up follow-up, and it seems that somehow that got everywhere. And I want to explain what happened yesterday and what Pachinik is talking about. But, folks, we have exclusive footage today, right here on this Friday, November 6th, on the Alex Jones Show that you've never seen anywhere before. And I'm almost afraid to show this to you because it's so blatant what the Democrats are doing, but we're going to have to do it. But let me explain. When you go to bed and Trump is up hundreds of thousands in Michigan and then you wake up and Biden's won Michigan, that's cheating. When you go to bed and Trump is up hundreds of thousands in Wisconsin and you wake up and Biden won, that's rigged. When you go to bed and Trump's been leading Georgia for the entire race, and then 5 days later you wake up, oh, Biden won and now they're done counting, that's illegitimate. And this is the fraud they're trying to run on you with graphs where Biden votes literally shoot straight up. I mean, it's like a steroid injection into his votes, and it's like, hey, oh, nothing to see here. Just 138,000 mail-in ballots for Biden here. 50,000 mail-in ballots for Biden here. The split is 100% for Biden. It's totally normal. It's totally normal. Nothing to see here. Biden won. Don't ask any questions. And this has been Fox News. But, folks, this is unbelievable footage that we have for you right here. So let's begin rolling it. Check this out. Biden ballots landing in Arizona last night. Unbelievable footage that we have for you right here. We were lucky enough to have a man on the ground filming. And as you can see, this is a plane load of mail-in ballots landing in Arizona last night. So they got a lot of counting to do. As you can see here, this is a jumbo jet. They've got 5 million mail-in ballots for Biden loaded up on that C-5. And so here you go. It's going right to the polling place. There it goes, Maricopa County. They've just discovered another million mail-in ballots for Joe. But that's not it. We have footage from Georgia. This is early last night. Here's footage from Georgia. Another plane load. Look at this. Mail-in ballots arriving in Georgia. It's unbelievable. As you can see here, the plane load of mail-in ballots landing in Fulton County last night, magically all for Biden. Thank God we were able to get that plane. We also have footage, guys. Can we go to Pennsylvania? This is in Pennsylvania. We have similar footage. As you can see here, they had to go right to the polling place, landing nearly on top of cars on the road. That's how desperate they were to get these ballots to Philadelphia County right there. They're landing
They're going right to the polls. That plane is going to be pulling up right to the polling station in Philadelphia County. That's not it. We've got Wisconsin, guys. Let me see Wisconsin. We've got a plane in Wisconsin. It's just landed right there. So they're going to make sure they've got at least 50,000 more mail-in ballots for Biden. They're going to be sure that Biden takes Wisconsin with a big margin of victory as well. And, guys, did we have Michigan, too? Did we even catch them in Michigan? Oh, my God. And there it is, folks, the Motor City. Another plane load of mail-in ballots for Biden has landed in Michigan. This footage was actually shot on November 4th, magically, right before Biden won the election there. So, wow. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. Of course, that's satire. That's a joke. But it's as real as believing that Biden gets 138 mail-in ballots all for him. It's as real as believing that in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, they'll probably go with North Carolina, too. We'll have to see. Biden down all night, losing all night. For multiple nights, all week. Biden's behind all week. And then magically, in the dead of night, Biden takes the lead. It's the most obvious, most ridiculous thing we've ever seen. But it's the year 2020. So it's not win in Rome anymore. It's win in 2020. Win in 2020, do as the Democrats did. Fake everything. So, I mean, what is the most obvious fake job? The fake pandemic, which is over. Is the fake pandemic over? I'm not hearing about the pandemic. Is anyone else hearing about it? I'm sorry. Is the pandemic over? Did the health issue become a non-issue now? Are we done with that? Are we can we take off the face diaper? Can we open up now that the pandemic's not a thing anymore? Or will it be a thing again? Are we just not going to talk about it? Are we just going to not talk about how that thing that ruined all of our lives is just not a thing anymore? How are we dealing with that one? We're just going to let that one go, huh? Oh, kind of like we let Obama spying on Trump go, and then all the lies about Trump, and then the Russia hoax, and the impeachment hoax, and then the pandemic hoax, and now the election hoax. We're just going to let this one go, too? We're just going to let these people rape us intellectually, torture us psychologically? I sure hope not. But you know what? Since I'm here in this 3 minutes, because I'm sure a lot of people are tuning in, and I'll probably address this again on the War Room for that audience. But Steve Pachinik has never BS'd me. He has a reputation that's very strong. That's why when he came on the War Room yesterday and said that there's a sting operation run against the Democrats with the mail-in ballots, it went mega viral. Now, I'm just going to be fully transparent. Steve Pachinik knows what he's doing. He came on the War Room yesterday, and he threw a smoke grenade, and we were able to see where the smoke followed, and you were able to see where the smoke followed, and crazy enough, the smoke went everywhere, in case you didn't notice. So, I mean, you know, for InfoWars being banned, boy, we sure know how to control a narrative, don't we? And then Alex Jones lands in Arizona and dominates Twitter. So for InfoWars being banned and Steve Pachinik coming in on Skype from his kitchen in a floral shirt, boy, looking pretty good here, aren't we? Thanks to you. That's us, all of us, the crew, me, Alex Jones, everybody. But the smoke went everywhere. Did you notice that? Now, part of that is just total proof that everyone's listening to InfoWars every day, whether they want to admit it or not. The other point of that is that what Steve Pachinik said on the air yesterday is totally true. It's not even really a secret. If there was any secret that Dr. Pachinik said, it was that he has people will just say, you know, he's got intelligence sources, and they're saying that this is a sting operation, and they use the mail-in ballots, and they've been caught. Now, everybody is so desperate for an answer to election night, they took that notion and buried it and like planted a seed and wanted it to be like a huge tree overnight. Now, personally,
Look, again, yes, you can go look it up. The USPS and the Department of Homeland Security had encrypted ballots with the mail-in ballots as a cybersecurity measure. Call it a watermark, call it blockchain, call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. They did set that up. That is a real thing. Is that going to be used to stop voter fraud? Absolutely. That's why they set it up. What kind of technology is involved? Well, maybe they're being fully transparent, maybe not. So if you're looking for some sort of a solace in that segment, if you're looking for solace in the notion that all these people are going to be caught and arrested because of the mail-in ballot fraud, I personally don't believe that's going to be the case. And I looked into this last night because everyone and their mom was blowing me up about it. And so I personally think, yes, will there be voter fraud exposed from the mail-in ballots? Absolutely. Will it lead to arrests? I don't think so. Will it be enough to stop this steal? No. And that's the key. There are so many angles to this steal. They all have to be attacked. Dead people voting, fake mail-in ballots, ballots flipping on election day in the machine. It's all an issue.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Inside scoop on what's happening. That's why we were able to predict with exact precision what was coming down. We have seen an orchestrated communist Chinese funded DNC directed attempted coup against the country. Even if Biden had actually won this election and had done it through verified mountains of fraud and law breaking by the governors of Pennsylvania and other states. And even if the machines hadn't been run by George Soros and the Carlyle Group in Georgia and in Arizona, we have all the proof of that coming up. Even if he'd have won this election, fair and square, you can't be a communist Chinese agent with recordings of Hunter Biden saying, I take my orders from the head of Chinese intelligence. This is the end of the country. I've been there when grandparents died in front of me. I've been there when I see people run over and killed. I've been there when three guys are breaking my bones, and I felt wonderful compared to this. And I'm serious. There is nothing in my life this horrible. Okay? This must be what it's like to watch your kid die or something, because this is a 240-something-year-old great country, and it's being stolen from us by a bunch of absolutely demonic filth. And then I see these laughing, gibbering leftists on the street flipping me off and stuff, saying, Trump's losing, we're winning, when these idiots are having their whole birthright and everything destroyed and taken away from them, and the millions of Americans that have fought and died for this country, and all of their chivalries being flushed down a giant stinking toilet. And I'm also sick because I love my children, and I love this country. But I'm not sure the American people are recoverable. You know, we've already killed 62 million babies. We already do all these horrible things. We have an outside overthrow of our government, our overthrow of our local police. All of this is unfolding. Classical evil is taking place right now, and we need to see a giant rejection of this. When Pelosi says that Trump is an internal enemy, that is a total projection. Trump is a great patriot. He saw the steal coming. He laid it out perfectly. But even his own party pulled back from him because they're all hedging their bets. You don't hedge your bets in a existential existence war with a communist country that owns your debt and owns Hollywood and has about a third of the population literally worshiping them. I know Democrats. We have crew members at the office who have sisters that literally worship Xi Jinping. They've never been to China. They're not communist Chinese. They just think Xi Jinping is the good guy. And so we're going to stay here a few minutes. And we're going to go out. So I'm here. I'm about to be at the counting center, and I'm going to Skype in with video from there. The problem is we're going to get so mobbed, it may be hard to actually do it out there. I know Owen's got some clips of last night that were pretty powerful. And, you know, I came down here and I said the things I said last night. I absolutely meant it. We are under attack. We are being taken over. This is 21st century asymmetrical warfare. And a lot of people I've talked to go, well, at least if the Democrats get in, maybe they'll leave us alone and let us live again. No, they're not giving you your football and your Miller beer and your pizza and your hot dogs, folks. They're going to continue the lockdown. They're going to bankrupt the country. They're going to suck at pride. This has been a long-term agenda to deindustrialize us and ship our jobs overseas. This has been a process of conquering us culturally, spiritually, and this is it, okay? This is an absolute program. So if we don't defeat this now, it's only going to get worse. And so I don't want to die. I don't want to get in the fight. I don't want to have to lead stuff. I'm just telling you, I'm physically sick right now because everybody's got to have the discussion about what we're going to do. Are you going to leave the country? Because there's nowhere to run. Are you going to roll over? Are you going to join the Chi-Coms and the Soulless Globalists? Because when everybody sells out, everybody loses. All these idiots think they're about to get a free ride and free houses and free cars and free health care and free education and a guaranteed monthly income. Yeah, you'll have money like Venezuela, but they won't buy you anything. This is a tried and true formula. Yes, why do they run a communist formula when they're actually billionaire bankers? Because it works on the spoiled countries that have been wealthy. Because enough of the public becomes lazy, they don't want to work, they don't have any dreams, and they just want to think, oh, I can have the yacht, I can have the private jet, I can have all that if I just vote in communist. No, it's capitalism and freedom that produces the bass boat and your four-bedroom house and the pool in the backyard and the vacations working your normal job. You don't get that in a communist country. You get slavery. They want you poor. They want you stupid. They hate you. It's their ideology. And to watch people really cut their own nose off, despite their face, and to have this invincible ignorance is disgusting. But here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Just as sure as the sun came up this morning. President Trump is going to fight this in the courts. He's 100% right. They violated the law in Georgia. They violated the law in Nevada. They violated the law in Arizona. They violated the law in Pennsylvania. They violated it all. And they did it right in front of everybody. That's what Pelosi said last week. She said it doesn't matter what happens with this thing coming up, the election. It doesn't matter this thing. He will be installed. He will be put in. I played that clip probably 20 times. And because these are criminals. They want to brag to all their people that they're competent and that they're going to win so that they'll roll in Michigan, where they violated the laws even more than Pennsylvania, with what looks like, I know the look and the cut of them, looks like Chinese intelligence operatives. They got that look. Not an arrogant look. It's a look at somebody better do this or they're dead. Bringing those damn ballot boxes in at 4 a.m. And we've got Chinese freaking communists crawling all over us, man. It's like, so you have fleas all over you. And it's just so pathetic that America thought it was invincible. And so this is now happening to us. And I'm not a Machiavellian person, but I can look into the Machiavellian mindset as good as anybody that is Machiavellian. And I can tell you, the globalists have sowed the seeds of their destruction. They're never going to get away with this, but it's going to cause giant wars, huge revolutions. And at the end of it, Bill Gates and Bezos and all these megalomaniacs are going to end up paying for it. And that's the victory here, is identifying those guys and who the real kingpins are over the Communist Party China. And that's really multinational corporations and Jane Baker III. And down in Houston, he holds the keys to the Bushes and to Kissinger that actually set up China and opened it up. And again, they've all written books about this. They've written New York Times articles. That's what's frustrating is we know all this. This is not my opinion. Okay? Bill Gates' new vaccine is a nanotech recombinant DNA reprogramming system that makes you a GMO creature that reprograms your cells. I'm outside doing a video on it, some yuppie walks by laughing at me, saying I'm crazy. And then 2 minutes later, a bus drives by saying, nanotech will cure your cancer. Take the nanotech vaccine. And the Prime Minister of England says soon we'll all be injected with nanotech. I mean, this is a cult, people. It's the year 2020. It's a science fiction movie. It's a nightmare. It's a dystopia. It's real. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you, submission to this is death. They think you're weak. They think you're soft. They've pushed out the warriors and the defender class in America. They brought in ruthless corporations that absolutely hate your ass. And so you better get that through your heads, and you better understand that you don't have any future if you do not realize how much trouble you're in. I know I sounded dystopic all these years. I know I sounded crazy. But I knew it was all going to unfold because these people have done every damn thing they say. DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without immune diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA 4 sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA 4's election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Wild hair. I was talking to Amanda Mellis of the State Department, and I was talking to some of the folks at the White House as well. And I said, "Yeah, you really need to get out to one of these events." They talked about Pennsylvania, they talked about Arizona, they talked about them all. So I decided to come to Arizona, and it was great seeing the great crowd that was there. I'm about to be there again. You know, Alex Jones back live. I'm going to hand the baton to Troyer here in just a few minutes. But all the leftist media put out the clips of some of what I said in my speeches. They edited out why I was saying Bill Gates is a criminal or why Fauci's a criminal, how they run the Wuhan lab, how even Newsweek reported that, how it was all a Chinese psyop, and how it creates this police state by making us all suspects. They edited that out, but they played me simply saying we're going to dig like Hitler, Bill Gates, and all these people out of their bunkers, and that they're the ones they're the enemy, and we shouldn't be killing each other. I don't want to kill them either. I just want them to know that when they come with forced inoculations, they're trying to kill our economy, that we understand that they are the problem, and that we're standing up to them, and that we're fighting back. And because they're assaulting us, they're assaulting our economy, they put us under martial law, they're trying to overthrow and kill the local police, so they submit and bow to them. This is a classic takeover with a high-tech overlay. So I got into textbooks in military history when I was a kid because the books were around the house. And as soon as I started reading them, whether it was Julius Caesar's Battle for Gaul that he wrote 2,000 years ago, or whether it was Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, you know, I learned about how these people actually think. And when you're looking at it in a modern context, it's the nastiest, most evil thing in history. I mean, this is, if there's cancer, if a political system can be cancer, this is like the worst brain cancer or bone cancer or lung cancer. I mean, the nastiest stuff that kills you like in a week. I mean, this is, and I'm only telling you this, folks, because it's not going to be like business as usual. You think the lockdown is going to end, it's going to get worse. They're going to release real viruses now. I mean, their playbook, but I told you 2 months before Bill Gates said it, that COVID is a drill with a gain-of-function bioweapon that only kills those that are deficient, but that spreads very rapidly and then reinfects. And that there's no antibodies for it because it's a cold bug, which they've never been able to produce antibodies and vaccines that work. That's the literature. And they admitted that later. Gates went on TV and he said, on Colbert, he said, this is just a drill. The real attack's coming. Terrorists are going to kill millions of people. Well, who's the terrorist? Who wants to depopulate? It's Bill Gates. So he's assaulting me. I don't want to attack Bill Gates. He finances the lawsuits against us and the dirty tricks. Bill Gates is a killer. His dad's a killer. His dad ran the secret army eugenics operations. These people don't play games, okay? They are the bad embeds inside our country that are nasty, evil, corrupt sons of bitches. And it's time to wake up. It's time to oppose. It's time to say no and realize this is 21st century war. Now, let me get to these points. Here's a clip from last night where I was laying out 1776 worldwide.
And we're here to tell them! Yeah.
So here we are. They see us as chumps. They see us as weak. The globalists are making their move against us. It's happening right now. And our message to the White House is this. We love you, President Trump. We understand what you took on. We sucker punched the enemy 4 years ago. Now they've mobilized for 4 years. They've run these scams. They're going to try to drive the president from office now. Oberman's saying kill him, execute him, murder him. Just, it's so evil. And we must stand against these people. We must resist. We must pray to God to divinely expose all their works of corruption and evil, which is happening. Massive news is coming out of people with ballots for Trump hidden, stealing votes. You've all seen it. It's so much of it that it made my head spin today. But Facebook, Twitter, Google, they all block those and call it election meddling because it will defeat them. It will crush them. It will prove their fraud, and they can't have that. Look at Congress. You let them censor everybody else, now the president, and now they're censoring poll watchers that show a woman sitting there filling out hundreds of ballots. But there's hours of this footage. Again, my brother-in-law caught it and was almost crying on the phone. A guy at the post office in Austin filling out 50 ballots with the same name and taking pictures of himself with them, and the clerks were taking them. They were obviously watching her cry. And that's what's going on. So this is the takeover. We have to realize it's a takeover. We have to keep fighting. We can't give up. This is the mainstream media bought by multinational corporations that set up China as a slave colony. And now they're going to set up America as a slave colony. I talked to the highest levels of the White House. Contacted me this morning. I'm going to leave it at that. The highest levels of the White House. That's what Trump's doing. That's what his son's doing. That's what his people are doing. Is they are on the phone. And I'm going to leave it at that. I've got a mission I've got to carry out. Dealing with Soros and the voting machines, a lot of the things that are going to be breaking. I don't know why I forgot about Soros being involved with the voting machines in the key states, but a certain individual reminded me of it, sent me a bunch of links. We appreciate them reaching out. We appreciate, really appreciate those folks. And we're going to execute. We're going to carry out the operations peacefully. We're going to defeat the globalists together. And you need to understand that we're entering the season of them assassinating our president. And he needs to be very, very careful. That's why they're calling for him to be drug out. That's why Pelosi said the military will drag him out. That's why the Clintons, you know, are all so confident. Because they were perched on top of this country. They stole $3 billion from Haiti. They destroyed Serbia. They've gotten away with so much crap, they think they can get away with it again. But now the world's watching them, and now we're fighting back. Even more dirt's going to come out of the Bidens and the Clintons and the Obamas and all of them. And if you think that we're not going to take them down while they take us down, well, I'm Captain Ahab, and they're Moby frickin' Dick. Or the other way around. The point is, I'm looking for you. You're not looking for me. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. And I'm not going to stop. You understand that? You're going to pay. But violence is not the way. We must defend ourselves, though. It is information warfare and the truth and never backing down. So I'll be on later live with Owen Schroyer. He's about to take over. But here's Pelosi saying Trump is the domestic enemy when she is the domestic enemy, openly saying she works for communist China, caught red-handed, her disgusting daughter. And then here is Steve Overman saying he wants the president killed and murdered of the COVID. It's his fault when it's Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and the Wuhan lab. Here are those videos. And back to Owen Schroyer.
So, sadly, instead of crushing the virus, it appears that the Trump administration will use its final moments in office and a desperate last step to destroy every possible protection for American health and well-being. So many people have said to me, and perhaps some of you along the way, what damage do you think that Trump will do between losing the election and the inauguration of Joe Biden? Maybe you didn't phrase it quite that way, but that's how I heard it. And we knew that he would be up to mischief, separate and apart from trying to destroy the credibility of our elections, which we criticize other nations for doing, and now with all enemies, foreign and domestic, making assault on our elections. Well, we have one domestic. But apart from that, on the policy side, which is why we are here, people asked that question. What will he try to do that is harmful? And this week, they showed their hand. We had suspicions of it, but couldn't speak publicly about it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break now. But, boy, if you're half as mad as I am, I mean, how can we take people like Pelosi another week, let alone another year or two?
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Last segment of this first hour, Alex Jones is going to be rejoining us shortly. He is on a mission in Arizona right now, trying to stop the steal. We've got Pelosi declaring Trump the enemy. We've got Pelosi declaring Biden the victory. We've got Keith Olbermann and other liberals in media declaring that Trump and Trump supporters should be arrested. I'm about to go to those clips real quick, but I want to explain something before we hear from the real domestic enemy, Nancy Pelosi, and then a real nut job who belongs in a mental institution, Keith Olbermann. In March and April, when they started this fake pandemic, who was the stalwart? Who was the rock? Who was the leading edge in saying, this is a fake pandemic. This is a scam. This is an economic weapon. We cannot shut down. We cannot lock down. We cannot wear these masks. Who was that lone voice in the wilderness? It was us right here at InfoWars. Now, why am I saying this? This isn't the story of the day. No, it is. Because, you see, here at InfoWars, we have zero tolerance for new COVID was BS back in March. And so I just want to be clear about something here, because I'm pissed. I'm fighting mad, and so are you. But all those people in the media who may or may not be raising a stink about the steal today and the mail-in ballots today, all those people, you caused this when you went along with the COVID BS. So if you're pissed about this steal, and you're pissed about the mail-in ballots, you better look yourself in the mirror and be pissed at yourself for falling for that BS that allowed them to do it. And if we fall for this BS of a Biden victory that I think they're going to claim before the end of the night, then they'll pull their next BS and their next BS and their next BS until we have nothing. Nothing. So understand that. This is why I get mad at cuckservatives on TV. This is why I get mad at conservatives who want to fit in on social media and are scared of getting banned. We lost because of you! You fell for the fake pandemic. You told us to wear masks and lock down and accept mail-in ballots. And now here we are. Joe Biden has 90 million votes. So congratulations. Now, here's Nancy Pelosi, the biggest enemy in the House of this country's ever seen, declaring Trump the enemy.
So, sadly, instead of crushing the virus, it appears that the Trump administration will use its final moments in office and a desperate last step to destroy every possible protection for American health and well-being. So many people have said to me, and perhaps some of you along the way, what damage do you think that Trump will do between losing the election and the swearing, the inauguration of Joe Biden? Maybe you didn't phrase it quite that way, but that's how I heard it. And we knew that he would be up to mischief, separate and apart from trying to destroy the credibility of our elections, which we criticize other
Pause
nations
right there.
For doing.
Trump is up to mischief, guys. Trump. Trump is up to mischief. Biden is behind the entire time. For weeks, Biden is behind. The whole election, Biden is behind in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, and then suitcases of ballots come pouring in the dark of night, and Pelosi says Trump is up to mischief. How do we put up with this for another second? I mean, this is a joke. Go back to Pelosi.
So, we criticize other nations for doing, and now we, all enemies, foreign and domestic, making assault on our elections. Well, we have one domestic. But apart from that, on the policy side, which is why we are here, people ask that question. What will he try to do that is harmful? And this week, they showed their hand. We had suspicions of it, but couldn't speak publicly about it because until they went public. This week, the Trump administration put forward a radical new rule that would make regulations from the...
So there's Nancy Pelosi. This is just unbelievable. They're just signaling to the lowest common denominator intellectually that, no, Trump is the bad guy. He's the enemy. And they know most Americans don't have a freaking clue what's going on. They know most Americans aren't watching the ballots, aren't seeing the magic shift to Biden. They just wake up, turn on their TV, wake up, open their web browser, and then whatever they see, they believe. There's no fake news. No one's lying to them. They're completely clueless. They're still in Kansas. So, but it doesn't stop there. Here's Nancy Pelosi declaring Biden the victor, which I predict they might do before the end of the night, because Biden now leads in Pennsylvania and Georgia magically, too. They just landed two C-130s with 500 billion ballots for Biden. It's magic. He set a world record. Biden has a world record for most votes in any election ever. It's incredible. So here's Pelosi declaring Biden the victor.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I wish we weren't wearing masks so we could see.
Oh, yeah,
how
I'm sure.
Exciting it is.
I'm sure you do, you bimbo.
Today.
You whore from hell.
Joe Biden having the tremendous mandate that he has, and that pretty soon the hyphen will be gone from vice president to president-elect Joe Biden.
He's not vice president.
Happy day for our country.
No, it'll
because
be civil
Joe
war.
Joe Biden is a unifier because he is determined to bring people together, because he respects all points of view, and as he has said, I ran as a Democrat, I'll govern as president for all of the people, whether they voted for me or not. So I am so officially pleased with the outcome that is imminent, and also personally delighted
They knew it all along, folks. They had this deal planned the whole time.
Quality and caliber of leadership that Joe Biden will provide. This morning, it is clear that the Biden-Harris ticket will win the White House. His election is historic, propelled by the biggest vote ever in the history of our country.
Yeah, do you believe
73.
That?
73.8 million.
A guy who didn't have anybody
Americans,
show up for a rally.
The most votes ever received.
A guy who didn't even have rallies.
Ticket in history. President-elect Biden has a strong mandate to lead, and it will have a strong Democratic House with him.
No, he doesn't. Folks, this is such a fraud. There's so much to explain. I'm going to go to this Keith Olbermann clip. Just go play the Keith Olbermann clip.
This is Olbermann versus Trump, and I'm not Trump. President Karen is now yelling at the manager, demanding to see the manager's manager. But President Karen has continued to mismanage his own coup. He sent Rudy Giuliani out in public to argue his case. Giuliani actually screamed, "You think we're stupid? You think we're fools?" permitting all of us to pause and say, "Oh my, yes, we know you're stupid. We know you're fools. We're just wondering if you're wearing pants." The bad news is I think the lame duck president is now pivoting to Trump 2024. For months I've been predicting this. First mentioned it here in the second of these comments on October 8. When it's finally over, he utters this breathless sentence. "I concede and I'm running for president 2024. The rallies start next Friday." The following appeared over the bylines of Peter Baker and Maggie Haberman in the New York Times. I have not seen it reported previously. Quoting, "For months as his chances of being reelected dwindled, Mr. Trump told advisors, sometimes joking, sometimes not, that should he lose, he would promptly announce that he was running again in 2024. Two advisors said they anticipate he will make good on that declaration if his legal challenges fail and is defeated, a move that, if nothing else, would allow him to raise money to finance the rallies that sustain him." Trump can still live in a version of the bubble that he and the 69 million morons who voted for him have lived in since 2015. Inside Trump world, it's fun and exciting, and there's no pandemic and nothing but white people and lots of guns, and everybody will be a billionaire.
Actually,
soon.
The statistics prove that it was
we have not had a lot of political exiles in this
Trump.
Country, but Trump and his people will form their own grudge-driven alt-government. Biden's lying. Biden's Chinese. Biden's a robot. And their vendetta fuel will be limitless. I always think of Bob Schalke, manager of the baseball New York Yankees in 1930 for one season. They fired him, and his successors won 23 of the next 45 pennants. And when they brought him back at the age of 85
right,
to throw out the ceremonial
you know what?
First pitch, 45
just
years later.
Off the screen. You know, I'm a adult male, okay? And I don't like to hang around things where it's all rigged against me. I don't like to hang around events where people like to spit on me and throw things at me. And, you know, as an adult male, we have to make a decision. You either fight and start kicking dicks in, or you just get up and leave. And because, I mean, this is just, folks, I mean, this is ridiculous. Are we really going to sit here and take this? I mean, I'm not mad at the president. I love President Trump. Alex Jones coming up. But these people need to be arrested. We're never going to be free without it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.